Okay, the pregame show has just begun. This is the pregame show, ladies and gentlemen. Just making the sound click in. And welcome aboard as the sound, I hope, is clicking in for all you boys and girls across the nation. Everybody waking up with a hangover. Everybody waking up with Super Bowl stuff. I'm going to wait just a minute or two until the sound clicks in, and the sound is good. Thank you, Junior Slice. So it's time to wake up, and I'll tell you what, all those people on Twitter who were so nice to me, I actually got offers to get wake-up calls 5 minutes before the end of the game. Lenny, you want me to give you a wake-up call? It was great. They were giving me a wake-up call. No, I didn't make it, but I'll tell you what. Everybody's so excited that fantasy baseball and the baseball season now has officially begun that the entire city of Philadelphia was destroyed. And destruction... destruction of property is glorified because a football team won a game. How about that? Oh, is it maybe because they're so excited that fantasy baseball and Major League Baseball was coming back? So, I don't know. Football team wins a game and all of a sudden we glorify destroying a city. That's pretty good, right? A lot of disrespect going on to cities as Jeffrey Loria sells the Marlins for $1.2 billion, made about $1 billion in profit, supposed to share that, 5% of that, with Dade County, and supposed to share about, yeah, they're excited about the Phillies, right? Supposed to share that with Dade County, 5% of his profit, and he says he had a $141 million loss. Now, this sounds shocking, that you could sell it for over $1 billion more than you bought it and claim you had a $141 million loss, right? That makes sense. I mean, you know, the fantasy baseball community has things like that going on where people say that they are not making a profit, where people say that they're in the red, yet nobody can figure out how that could be possible. But still, Jeffrey Loria, I guess that's the part of America. That makes a good businessman, all right? Makes a great businessman. Yeah, and like everybody's talking about now there's going to be a walkout and a strike and whatever. Are you kidding me? Do you think there's any chance... And I'm sorry, Beach Bum, we got to talk a little baseball first before we talk fantasy baseball. Is there any chance that the players who have contracts locked up, good contract, you think they're going to back this strike or walk out? No way. No way. No freaking way. So don't worry about that. That's not going to happen. The owners are taking a risk, okay? And you know what I want to see? And I'm not on the side of the players. I'm on the side of the owners. I want to see who's gotten offers. And I want to see what these offers are. Now, it's been reported that some players have not gotten offers. And I'll use Mike Moustakas as an example, okay? So now Mike Moustakas says he has not gotten an offer. Okay, and there's no action going on, and baseball is quiet, and some first basemen Logan Morrison hasn't gotten an offer. Look, let me just tell you something. First base, Ohtani signs with the Angels, and Pujols gets a first base job, right? Ryan Healy signs with Seattle to play first base. Adrian Gonzalez signs with the Mets to play first base. Carlos Santana signs with the Phillies to play first base. Alonso signs. Moreland signs. I'm sorry, Morrison and Duda, and even Eric Hosmer. There's been a lot of action, and unfortunately, you weren't in it. And at third base with Mike Moustakas. Now, you got, of course, we know that the Angels were the team that we thought Moustakas was going for. But no, it wasn't. It was Zach Cozart who got the call in Longoria. And if you take a look, now people aren't talking about this. So with Longoria and Cozart changing positions, you tell me what teams need a third baseman. Atlanta needs a third baseman. The Mets could use a third baseman. The Yankees could use a third baseman. Tampa traded their third baseman. They could use a third baseman. Maybe the White Sox with Matt Davidson and Yolmer Sanchez. That's it. Not a lot of teams need a third baseman. And the need for players. Teams don't need first baseman. The only thing that teams need, every team could use a pitcher. And the pitching thing is going to be determined by you, Darvish. And it's all. But think about this. If you're a general manager and you have a choice A, choice B if you don't get choice A, and choice C if you don't get choice A or B, and you have them listed in some kind of order, well, don't you wait to see what happens with choice A before you sign choice B or C? I think a lot of teams have Yu Darvish as number one. And one of the reasons that they have him is that Darvish does not require a draft pick compensation to sign. But all the other guys, Arrieta, Lance Lynn, Alex Cobb, don't forget the Brewers forfeited their third-round pick in 2018 for signing Lorenzo Cain. So there you go, okay? So, Big Al is here. Good morning, Big Al on the Prowl. The caller on Sirius Radio was Big Al on Sunday, I think, maybe Saturday. But Big Al, thank you for your call, and please continue. Light it up this weekend, will you please? Come on, Antonio the Promise. Call me on Sirius, okay? I'll challenge you for the heavyweight championship of the world. Okay, so that's it. So teams don't have a need, and the owners are getting, if you take a look at the free agents, look, the important ones, and there's only a couple, there's not 100, there's 40 free agents that mean something. Maybe. Does anybody care where Mike Napoli or Lind or Valencia go? Does anybody care where Eric Ibar goes? Anybody care where John Jay goes? Ben Revere? Right? I mean, come on. Who are we talking about? And after the four pitchers, anybody care where Jaime Garcia, John Lackey, Ubaldo Jimenez? Who cares where they go? So let's not get all bent out of shape, okay? You don't get Sirius, but you have a phone. Just because you don't listen to Sirius doesn't mean you can't call in, right? So let's call in. We support each other. Support me. Support Andrea, who's on from 7 to 8. Let's show Sirius how popular she can be by flooding the phone lines. And believe me when I tell you, one of the reasons I didn't get... one of the reasons I didn't get the 3 to 5 on Saturday, the Roto Ballers got me, nice guys, but give me a break, is that the program director thought they had a bigger support system than I did. Unbelievable. And so you take a look. You sign all these old players and give them all the 5 years, 6 year, all the contracts. And take a look at who got the MVP. Only two players. It was Blackman and Votto. The only two guys who managed to be over 30 who got MVP votes. You got 24-year-old Betts, 23-year-old Lindor, Judge at 25, Altuve at 26, Ramirez at 24. Come on. Stanton's 27. Unbelievable. Right? Bryant's 25. Nobody age 30 getting MVP votes. So give me a break. This is not going to end up good for the players. No question about it. And now the players are talking about making a mistake because we didn't have a minimum. Well, you have a minimum, you got to have a maximum, and that's a labor law. I don't think they want a maximum. That's what they're complaining about. So anyway, that's where it goes. Now I'm going to get right to it. We got a lot to talk about, but I first want to tell you this, and this is very important because this you probably haven't heard anywhere else. We all talk about the pace of play in Major League Baseball. And that's killing the game. Now they're even thinking about having the cart take the relief pitcher in. And I don't know, is that supposed to be just a joke? What is that all about? They all talk about the cart coming in from the bullpen. So here is the reason. Listen carefully, and I want to know, seriously, if you agree or disagree. But Diamond Dev, first let me say hello to everybody. Antonio the Promise, the heavyweight champion of the world, the B-Don, the Beach Bum. He's leaving because I'm not talking fantasy. Big Al is here. Brandon is here. The great Bruce J.A. is here. Thank you, Bruce, for coming in every day. Thank you very much, Bruce. You're terrific. Thank you so much. And then you got Greg and Diamond Daver from the great state of Florida, DK Lush, Eddie Heckman, Easy Kill, Fantasy Phil, Jeremy Jr., Kenneth, Michael at Junior Kitchen Table, the hooker from Timothy, the trader from Jim, the Walter and the Zero, Zelmo, not a Zero, right here to lighten your life. Now, here's the thing. This is what we're talking about. Now, you tell me if you think I'm wrong, okay? Tell me. The reason that Major League Baseball has been taking a hit with the youngsters, with the oldsters, I mean, football, we know. We had the kneeling, we had the referees, we had the boring Thursday night games. First of all, too many teams are tanking, but that's, forget that. Forget the tanking, forget the slowness of play, the four-hour games. This is it, and tell me if you think I'm wrong. Sweeney Murdy is the Yankee beat writer, okay? And I heard him talking about this a while, and I heard Jim Memolo talking about it. There was a game last year that the Yankees played. I think it was against either Tampa or Kansas City. It doesn't matter. And listen to this. You won't believe it. 349 pitches were thrown in that game. 349 pitchers. Traveler is here asking about Irvin Santana because it's a mistake, Traveler. Jump on it. 349 pitchers were thrown in that game. Of the 349 pitches that were thrown, 40 pitches were put into play. 40 of 349 pitches were put into play. You had 13 hits. But you had 27 strikeouts. You had 15 walks. You had one hit by pitch. It was against Tampa, by the way. Unbelievable. It's the lack of energy in the game. It's the lack of excitement. It's too many balls not put in play. It's the lack of watching the game. I mean, you had 27 strikeouts. That means probably everybody got three strikes and you're out at the old ball game, but you had a couple of balls in there, I'm sure. 15 balls is four balls, maybe one or two strikes. That 349 pitches and only four balls put into play. That's incredible. Really incredible. So what do you have? You got a lot of foul balls. That's killing it. I don't know how you, because pitchers are throwing so hard, a lot of batters just come in and they, you know, look, I just got to get a piece of it. Beach Bum is back, okay? Thank you, Beach Bum. So you had a lot of strikeouts. Who cares if we strike out at the old ball game? Then you had, you know, the Billy Bean money ball. Let's work the pitcher. Leadoff guy comes up. Nobody swings at the first pitch. Everybody, you got to work the pitcher, make him throw, so you want to get the starting pitcher out. I think that's going to change because now you don't want to face the bullpen, all right? So between the foul balls, the strikeouts, the walks, the walking, working the count, you got a game with nothing going on. I don't care if the game goes 4 hours. If it's an exciting game, who cares? And if they're trying to save 10 minutes, who cares? The big problem, and I don't know how to correct this, is the lack of action in the games. Lack of action, not the amount of time. It's the lack of action in the games of Major League Baseball. So I just wanted to give that to you because I think that's a fascinating thing. We're all talking about how to speed up the play with the clock. You can't fix your cup. All this stuff, the pitcher, too many visits to the mound. Come on, that's baseball. That's baseball. And this is baseball now, the strikeouts, the walks. But never have the strikeouts been so much, the walks. The foul balls, because of the way the pitchers are thrown, 150 miles an hour, so it's unbelievable. Now, Kenneth says he's entertained by every pitch. All right, are you entertained by every pitch that's outside and low and away? What, are you sitting on? It could be, and you're a baseball player. You're a baseball player. You're a baseball fan. Okay, I don't care if the ball, you know, it's the same people that say that the games are too long are the same people that probably want double headers with single admissions, right? All right, we're going to talk about the National League West and tell you all about the players, the position battles that are going to go on. And after that, we're going to start breaking it down. First base, second base, shortstop, third base, outfield, catcher, pitcher. We're going to do it league by league, American League, National League, and then you put it together because it's only commentary about the players. And all the rankings are going to be up there, rankings, ratings, and all that stuff. I'm working on the I'll tell you what, it's the dollar values that are worth more than the dollar values that I'm going to be doing. That's like a ranking, okay? Johnny Q is here. Good morning to you, Johnny Q. All right, so here you go. And I'll tell you what, how many people liked that football game last night? You know that three teams? They combined for 18 plays or more than 20 yards. 18 plays of more than 20 yards. Seven of those for at least 30 yards and four for more than 40. So a pretty entertaining game, I would say. No doubt about it. Unfortunately, I didn't make it to I was suffering from flu-like symptoms. So I think we're doing better now. All right, we told you all about Yu Darvish, who doesn't require a draft pick compensation. But, of course, Arrieta, Lynn, and Cobb do. And the Brewers have also explored the possibility of trades for a starting pitcher. They have touched base with Tampa about Chris Archer. Mark Tompkins joined me last week, told me Chris Archer's going nowhere. But, okay. The Fantasy Mailman is here. Come on into the chat room, Ron, so people can say hello to my boy. There's Ron, the Fantasy Mailman, who's one of the really big-time legitimate guys in the game. I love you, Ron. I met you last year, and I'd like to meet you again. So come on into the chat room so people can see you. Don't hide in Mixler. Just go to the homepage. You'll see live chat and come up there. And by the way, go to the homepage. Andrea has put up the latest chatter column yesterday. It's amazing. It's amazing. This one, and it's very simple. It's only about two players. It's about one player you can take in the 23rd round and another player that you will take in the that's been taken in the 11th and 12th round. 10-round difference on the same player, okay? No, you have to go, okay, you have to go into the chat room, Ron. All right, go to the homepage, get off of Mixler, go into the chat room, says live chat on top. So there you go. So here's the thing. Darvish, by the way, I put up a poll this weekend on Sirius. Most of the people think that the Cubs are going to sign Darvish. Darvish wants to return to one of his previous teams, Texas or Los Angeles. He played for the Rangers for more than 5 years until he was traded to the Dodgers. We all know what happened in the World Series, and we'll see about that one, okay? A player who everybody has forgotten about, okay? Everybody's guests suck. Lost 2,500 on Eagles, going touchdown instead of a field goal. Too bad. Guests suck. You suck. Okay, that's too bad. Sorry to hear that. Jurickson Profar. He has to accept the utility infielder job again. All right, or he's got to be traded before spring training. A rookie is a rookie is a rookie. He's out of options. He's not being drafted. He won't go through waivers. The Rangers are not going to give him up for a $20 claiming fee. Profar, here's the thing that Profar, I don't know. I hope if Profar does this, jump on Jurickson Profar. And here's what he has to do. He's got to give up being a switch hitter. If you see in spring training that Jurickson Profar has given up switch hitting, in the last 2 years at the major league level, he hit 197 with two extra base hits as a right-handed hitter. He hit 197, two extra base hits. Got to give up switch hitting, man. That's it. No more switch hitting. So if Jurickson Profar gives up switch hitting, jump all over the man, okay? Jump on Jurickson Profar if you see that he's given up switch hitting. And if you don't see it, ask me because I'm going to see it. I'll see it all right. No question, I'll see it right here. Meckert is here. Good morning, Dr. Meckert. And, of course, ladies and gentlemen, as we rise and say thanks for Tim McLeod's presence here in the chat room. Thank you, Timmy. Okay, so there you go. Now, I've mentioned before, I'm going to mention it again. We all go on the premise, oh, stolen bases is down, stolen bases is down, stolen bases is down. Jump on them if you see. Yeah, jump on them. That's it. Guess suck. Pro Force sucks. It's got to be cha-cha. Okay, anyway. We all know that steals are down. The fourth fewest steals since 1980 in Major League Baseball last year. Now, only 17 players have 20 steals or more. I do think that this is going to change. I have to say it a number of times because when it happens, I want to make sure you know that you heard it right here. Paulie Martin is here. Good morning, Paul. Paul will be with you this week as well, so hang in there as Paul will join the crowd. And we got some podcasts going this week as well. For those of you guys who are doing the Pitches and Glitches is going to be on, hopefully this week, Pitches and Glitches. So we'll get you on that. Tell me when you're ready, and we'll put you on right away. Got a lot of good stuff coming up here, including, I'm going to tell you right now, the first time, I'm not supposed to say it, but I can't hold it in. All right? For the last 2 months, we have been working on a draft guide. Yippee-ki-yo-ki-yay. That's right. And I'm telling you, the effort that's going into this, unbelievable. I've had to make my own dinner now for 2 months because of this stupid, fakakta draft guide. All right? Yeah, they're going to be leagues. We're opening leagues, and the leagues are free, and you get $50 if you win. Can't beat that. Because it's fun. At least there's an incentive to play. $50 if you win. But come on. It's mainly the chat room people come first. So if you want into these leagues, come into the chat room. Let everybody. We do it for the camaraderie. We do it so everybody can play against each other. And the fun of it is that we all know each other. All right? So you come into the chat room. People know you, Antonio. People who are known are going to be in the leagues if you want to be in them. And that's it. The unknown people, it's only for $50. They tend to drop out. But the people who come into the chat room, they play hard. Because there's a big rivalry here in this chat room, including the Dynasty League that I'm sorry to hear. There's a lot of trash talking in this league, and it's turned into a little disrespect, okay? And that's wrong. So let's keep it to what it is. It's fun. Trash talk all you want, but let me tell you. Yeah, Paul Martin won it last year. SP Fan won one last year. I came in second. All right, I forget somebody else won it as well. And, I think it was Stevie Yeomans. Mr. Yeomans, you got to get in the chat room, man. Come on, man. I know you've won it a couple of years in a row. No, you have to go Fantasy Mailman. You got to go to the homepage. If you can you hear the show? You got to go into the homepage and you see live chat. Here's the trivia question of the day. Let's see if you want to be the genius of the day if you get this. Here's the question. Name the last Toronto Blue Jay, okay, who stole 20 bases. The last Toronto Blue Jay who stole 20 bases. Okay, who was that? Genius of the day, if you get it. It's not a hard one, all right? All right? Last Toronto Blue Jay who stole 20 bases. Seattle. That's right. Kevin Pillar gets it. Trader Jim is genius of the day. There you go. Take a bow, Trevor. Trader Jim. Genius of the day, and I'm proud to say that. Seattle. Now, D. Gordon had 25 walks last year with the Marlins. They're trying to show him patience. Now, Craig Mish did point out to me that one of the reasons that D. Gordon doesn't walk is because pitchers just throw the ball down. They don't have any fear of D. Gordon. They have no fear of D. Gordon, so they throw the ball. They give him pitches to hit because he's not going to hit the ball out of the park. So, but he had only 25 walks, and here's the second. I'll give you another chance to be genius of the day. This is, but you can't look this one up because it's, you just won't get it, okay? How many times last year did D. Gordon go to a full count, 3-2? How many times last year did D. Gordon go to a full count, 3-2 last year? Let's see how wacko you could be with this, okay? This is out there, all right? And so are you. It's not one. It's not 20. So I knew you'd be out there. This is a tough one. All right. So as we monitor the chat room, we say hello to Michael at your kitchen table as well. Not 44. Well, I'm going to give it to Keith Robinson. It's 44. Keith Robinson from Cleveland, the great state of Oahu. Welcome aboard. You're the genius of the day. Okay. Now I'm going to give you a. I'm going to give you this, and you tell me who the player is. He had the lowest batting average of balls in play among major league qualifiers at .224. Okay. All right. Who? So it would also help this player. He had a tremendous amount of infield pop ups, trying to lift everything out of the ballpark. Okay. It's 44, okay? Not games yet. Oh, Kenneth, my hero. That's right, Martin. That's right. Roughneck Odor. Odor has been on a roller coaster. He has gone from the ridiculously high rate of 19 to 8.2 in pop-ups to the infield. So, he's one of these with the launch angle. And you know the launch angle? When I was in Little League and in high school, I did two things. I used to drop my bat before I swung, and that was called a hitch. Then I used to swing, and people said, Lenny, you got an uppercut. Now, that hitch now is called a trigger, and there isn't a scout in this country who would sign a player without a trigger, and the uppercut is now the launch angle. So, there you go. Now, Atlanta gave up 35% of their home runs last year, and they were third in Major League Baseball. They don't have a cleanup hitter. Matt Adams hit 19 home runs. Matt Kemp hit 19. Even Brandon Phillips at 11. So I'm telling you, this is a team that's primed to sign Mike Moustakas at third base for 1 year. 1 year pillow, maybe. Very tough. And maybe Moustakas takes a discount. Because next year, sign a one-year contract, there's just not a lot of teams looking for third basemen. So we know the Mets and we know the Yankees, and that's good. But Atlanta, they need a third baseman because they need the power. Now the fifth starter in Washington, A.J. Cole, threw extremely well. In his last seven starts, he threw the ball great, good stuff. He even upticked it at the end of the season. Eric Fetty is there too. So Nationals, here's another one for you. Okay, I'm giving out. There's going to be a lot of geniuses. Pretty soon we'll have a whole chat room full of geniuses. How many different starters took the mound last year for the Washington Nationals? How many different starters, okay, did the Washington Nationals have last year? That's the trivia. That's the genius of the day. We got a lot of geniuses. Guests suck. You don't qualify as a genius because you have no credentials to even be here, okay? And by the way, guests suck. I think you can hear guests suck do a podcast pretty soon. That's exciting. All right, how many? How many different guests suck got it, by the way? It's 11. No, wait, Junior Slice got it first. So that's good. 11 different starters took the mound last year for Washington. Okay? Now, I've been touting Ryan McMahon, 23 years old, to emerge as a nice player this year for Colorado. And don't forget, there's a rookie, I forget his first name, Rogers. He's going to mature very quickly as well. So I'm telling you, Ryan McCann's going to be interesting. McCann made his major league debut last year, of course, in August. He only went 3-for-19, but he's penciled in as the first baseman. And his natural position is third base. He also played some second base. He could replace DJ LeMahieu at some point. Rogers, is a natural shortstop, but he's blocked by Trevor Story. But possibly Rogers could also be a second baseman. Arenado could leave free agency in a couple of years. Rogers was the third pick in the 2015 draft. Here's a player I want you to watch out for, and his name is Jorge Solar. We talked about Solar before. But I'm telling you, I hope he's writing these players down because you know what? You can't watch everybody. Yeah, Brandon Rogers. Thank you, Brooks. Not you, not Roy. It's not Roy Rogers. Who said Roy Rogers? Nobody. See, you're not as funny as me. Because I would prefer Dale Evans, to tell you the truth. Solar, 20 pounds lighter. What? Here's the question. All right, that's the answer. What's the question? The question is, what does Jorge Soler have with Lenny Melnick? He's 20 pounds lighter. I'm 20 pounds heavier. So it's almost. But very ineffective the moment he started playing for the Royals in the Cactus League last spring. Remember, he batted 140-something in 19 games, had an oblique injury, sidelined him for the first month of the year. When he finally well enough to play, his timing was so off that he struck out 19 times and grounded into four double plays in 55 Major League at-bats in May. He had three doubles, cranked out a home run to center field in that span, and he even got a few singles to left field, but his effort was just not... It was futile. Okay, and then in June, he batted 333. He had eight home runs. So, you know, he started showing more discipline at the plate, striking out, 23 times and 18 walks over his last 20 games. And then he was called up by the Royals, and he played in 11 games and pretty much did nothing. But still, and the Royals, you know, then went into the playoff hunt. But he has been, all right, here's the thing that I'm looking at. Pedro Guilfoyle. Has had private workouts with Jorge Soler. Now, if his name doesn't ring a bell, is the mailman here? Is Cafferty here? Let's see this. Ladies and gentlemen of the chat room, one of the big all-time great fantasy players of all time. His name is Ron, but we know him as the fantasy mailman, and let's hear it for the fantasy mailman. He's a good boy. He's a good guy. He's the Fantasy Mailman, special delivery right to the chat room. Nice to have you aboard, Fantasy Mailman, as we are really rocking here, and I love it. I love it. So when you compete against the Fantasy Mailman, don't forget to lick his stamp. Shaman is here. Nice to have you aboard, Shaman. Okay, there you go. He's not big anymore. That's right. I forgot. I lost weight. All right. Guilfoyle is the guy who developed Yonder Alonso, who never hit more than nine home runs in the major leagues. He improved his approach. He hit 28 home runs between the Angels and the Mariners. So keep your eye on Soler. I'm just informing you of something that's different. You have to figure out if anything has changed. When you discover something different about a player, that's not good enough. You have to know the results. So we know the player who's discovered something in a coach named Guilfoyle. And now we have to figure out if it's working. But I'll tell you what, if it does, you got a steal on your hands. No doubt about it. As we go through the position battles, now in the National League West, if you want the National League Central, if you want all the other ones, just go back to the last couple of podcasts. In Arizona, I'll tell you what, they need a dedicated center fielder. Pollock, really not a natural center fielder, so they may be in the market for an outfielder, a Cameron Maybin, a Jared Dyson type, but certainly not J.D. Martinez, as long as they have Zach Greinke. And this is a team that was carried close to winning the championship last year with Zach Greinke and a good pitching staff. I don't see it happening. Archie Bradley will start off. Look, it's going to be a position battle. If Hirano doesn't pitch well, Bradley will be the closer. Or Boxberger. You can't eliminate Boxberger. This is spring training. You got to look at Bradley. You got to look at Hirano. You got to look at Boxberger. It's going to be very important to watch these guys. And one of the keys is noticing which guy comes in at the beginning of the game. Don't think that, Hirano's coming in the ninth inning to get the save. No, that's not the guy because he's playing against number 109. You want him to play against the starting lineup. So watch that. The player, the Hirano or Boxberger who comes in at the end of the game is not even being considered to close or an important spot. Okay, the rotation, you got Zach Gladley. Patrick Corbin's going to be traded, but for now, he's still there. And Shelby Miller, who won his arbitration, God bless the Players Union. They're going on a walkout because Shelby Miller got more money this year. Are you kidding me? How could a major league team, it's not possible that they could have a walkout claiming they're not getting the money when Shelby Miller wins arbitration. Ha ha. Oh, baby. Colorado, Ryan McMahon's penciled in at first base. Trevor Story's penciled in at short. I say penciled in because with David Dahl taking swings and looks like he's going to come back. Ramil Tapia. If McMahon doesn't make it, you got Ian Desmond who could play first base. If Trevor Story continues to stumble offensively, you have got Ian Desmond to play shortstop. So watch this carefully. Trevor Story could be out of a job, okay? Out of a job. The pitching staff's pretty good. The battle, Antonio Senzatella, Jeff Hoffman, battling for the spot. And what I look to see is to be a solid rotation. John Gray, Germán Márquez, Chad Bettis, Tyler Anderson, Kyle Freeland. And here's what they've done. And this is what Jim O'Dowd told me a couple of years ago. I posed the question to Jim O'Dowd, and I said, how come you don't just, every hitter in the free agency wants to come to Colorado. No pitchers want to come to Colorado as free agents. Why don't you just trade your best offensive players for good pitchers and then sign free agents? He says, not that easy, Lenny, because even the free agent pitchers didn't work out. The only way, Jim Dow told me, that we're going to create a pitching staff is to bring our players up in the minor leagues and spend a couple of years showing them how to pitch in Colorado. That's it, and that's what they did. Gray, Márquez, Bettis, Anderson, Freeland, Hoffman, Senzatella. I'll tell you what, this Colorado team's going to be very tough if these pitchers show that they could that they can pitch in Colorado. Unbelievable. As far as the bullpen goes, we all know about that, so we won't even talk about it. The Dodgers, Grandel's going to battle Austin Barnes. David was very proud of trading Austin Barnes, but I think he made a big mistake. He traded Danny Dietrich, who's going to be a regular player. I don't know about Austin Barnes. We'll have to see. You got Bellinger. That's right, not Mark Bellinger. Cody Bellinger. And I think he's going to look to take a step back, but that's not what this is about right now. Outfield, they're trying to get rid of Matt Kemp. So there's really no position battle unless you consider Kemp battling with Peterson, Taylor, and Puig. Big year for Puig. The pitchers, Walker Buehler is not going to, if he makes the team at any point, if they bring him up, it's going to be in the bullpen. And there's no competition in the bullpen for the closer. It is the Kenley, it is the Jansen. San Diego, Corey Spangenberg, battling for second base with Carlos Tsuji. I don't even know how to pronounce his name. But that's the battle. And Spangenberg, I think, is a big-time sleeper for stolen bases. Big time. Outfield, you got Mac. I think Jose Perella has the job over Max Scherr and Jankowski. Pretty sure. The rotation, it's pretty clear. Perdomo, Richard, Lamet. Brian Mitchell is going to be in that rotation. Robbie Erlund is a lefty, along with Clayton Richard. Tyson Ross is going to make his presence felt. Brad Hand is the closer. And watch out for Kirby Yates. That's right, Kirby Yates. If Brad Hand gets traded, so watch out for Kirby Yates and take a look and see how they're using Kirby Yates, because he could wind up being the closer at some point during the season. You got that? Excellent. And finally, the Giants. Look, they're pretty well set. Longoria is at third. Hunter Pence, Austin Jackson, Andrew McCutchen. Williamson and Parker are going to be on the bench unless they create havoc. Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija, and, of course, Ty Black and Chris Stratton. Bullpen is good. Melanson will eventually get the saves, but Sam Dyson is there. So, and Hunter Strickland is not going to be closer. It'll be Melanson and Dyson. Not a lot of big-time battles going on with the Giants. Okay, that just about kicks it in the wall. Don't forget, please, go to the homepage. There's a video up there of me interviewing Todd Frazier and Billy Hamilton. Please take a look at that, and then we'll put up a new video every day. Got some big surprises coming along. I mean, some huge. I mean, really. Andrea is working with, we had a meeting on Saturday with somebody very technical. The radio network could be right back on schedule, but even so, we are starting something new. I will only tell you, it's a visual. You want to see a pretty blonde and a big fat guy? That's what you'll get, okay? So stay tuned. We got a lot of stuff coming on. We'll start with the football, with the baseball league soon. If you want to be in the baseball league, all you iTunes and R-Tunes and O-Tunes and Looney Tunes people out there listening, get in the chat room. The chat room people have first crack at the leagues. No entry fee, and if you win, you win some money. That's the fabulous moolah. Until tomorrow, a thank you to the B-Don and the Beach Bum and the Big Al and the Brandon and the Brooks and the Bruce. And thank you to the Greg and the Diamond Davern, DK Lou, Shed Heckman, Fantasy the Mailman. Great to have you aboard. Fantasy the Phil, Johnny the Q, Johnny IQ, the smartest guy in this chat room, Junior Slice is here. Keith Robinson, who really was Chief Wahoo, now he's kicked out of Cleveland, so he goes to the chat room. You got Kenneth, my hero. You got the great Meckert, Michael Itch at your kitchen table. By the way, Michael, you want to do a podcast again? Call me or email me. Got to get you back on the air. It's been too long. Paulie Martin, you'll hear him this week. You got the Shaman. You got the Hooker, my Timothy. You got Traveler, you got the Walter, the Zelmo, and Tim McLeod, who will also hopefully will get a spot for Timmy, and Easy Kill is here too. I didn't see you in the chat room, Easy Kill. I'm sorry. So we'll get to the great Ed. Okay. Howard Bender only won the week. Sorry. So there you go. Thank you, everybody. Zelmo, we'll speak to you tomorrow.